The following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
The Nicole Sandler Show. Questioning authority daily. And that could be the very reason why YouTube is upset. Hey, YouTube. The music bed you hear beneath my voice is from a broadcast sound library that I pay for and have the receipts. So I've got your copyright violation right here. And now, here's Nicole.
Oh, man. Welcome to a Tuesday, a brand new week on the Nicole Sandler Show. And oh, my God, there are actually no words. No words to say what I'm feeling right now. Just unmitigated incompetence. Iowa, really? I mean, we were all saying, Iowa, really? And now we're saying, Iowa, really? I don't want to hear any more Flora does. Instead, it should be Des Moines. Seriously. So I was actually enjoying watching some of the caucus coverage on TV last night, just because it's such a weird type of event. Caucusing is very undemocratic. Why the Democratic Party likes it, I don't know. I don't think they like it anymore. But Iowa, seriously, you have people in a room standing in corners. They're countable amounts of people. It's not like there are hundreds of thousands of people in line, standing in their respective corners to, show their support for their candidates. But they couldn't even do that. Now, remember back to the last British elections, our friend Dennis Campbell was on explaining how they use paper ballots and they hand count every last one of them. And by the time morning comes around, they have all the election results. There's no reason we can't do that. We don't need apps. We don't need computers and touch screens. You need papers and pencils and human beings who can count. What a concept. Oh, my fucking God. So, you know, it's a shame there's not much to talk about. We have the impeachment, such as it is, wrapping up tomorrow. Shit. We had the Iowa caucuses, such as they were. We're supposed to hear some of the results by 5 Eastern today. Gee, Iowa, way to go. And then tonight we have the State of the Union address. And why are Quaaludes off the market? Just asking rhetorically. Anyway, it is Tuesday. Got a laugh. We'll be here. There's, I guess, a lot to talk about. But as we're wont to do, I like to start off the show with a bit of the funny. Now, it'll be interesting to see if I get copyright violated for this piece I'm about to play, because it comes from Bill Maher from Real Time Friday night. And Bill Maher put together a commercial that is legitimate in every aspect of it. And he even said, people need to share it. So I'm doing my part. I'm going to share it today. It'll be interesting to see, again, if HBO, you know, hits me with a copyright violation. Either way, as I posted on social media when I posted this video, it will make you funny. It will make you funny. It will make you laugh. It is funny. Because it's funny to laugh at the idiot that's occupying the Oval Office. But when you dig a little deeper, it's deadly serious. Yes, it may give you the giggles. It may provoke laughter. But deep down, this is deadly serious. So I won't say anything else. I will just leave it for your response. Here we go. Take it away. A new commercial that I think I will have to run on this program regularly between now and November 3rd. Here we go.
Let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
There's one thing people who've known Donald Trump for a long time all say. He's not the same person he was.
And then they announced there was no buys. Now, Democrats decided to shield and shelter criminal. Look.
The worry that I have is that maybe he's having small strokes.
Sometimes he simply can't speak.
Really an ominous.
What must be going on in his mind?
I hope they now go and take a look at the origins of the investigation. The origins, how it started.
No one wishes ill health on the president, but a country needs a leader to be there.
God bless the United States.
A leader who's all there.
Yeah. There you go. A bit of brilliance on the part of the real-time writers. So Bill Maher said that everyone should distribute that video. So Chris Dirks in the chat room says that there shouldn't be copyright issues. We'll see. We shall see. Anyway, pure brilliance. Again, really, it made me laugh. When you really think about it, not very funny, not very funny, because it's real, it's serious. Oh my God! And sure enough, heads up, we've detected copyrighted audio and video in your stream. Your stream may be temporarily blocked. See, I'm just pointing it out to you. Hopefully, since the copyrighted material is over, they won't block me. But ugh. Oh my God, this is getting really old. Anyway, Bill Maher, if you're telling people to share your content, make it shareable. But that wasn't, you know, the shit that happened last night in Iowa wasn't the only depressing thing. On Friday, sure enough, after this program ended, we found out, well, we knew it anyway. We knew that there were no Republicans who were going to, well, two Republicans voted for more witnesses. Not for more documents, though. Mitt Romney and Susan Collins both voted in the impeachment trial, such as it is, to hear testimony from John Bolton. But as for those new documents, you know, the documents that Donald Trump has blocked, the subpoenas for which Donald Trump has blocked, they said, nah, we don't need no more stinking documents. They are all chicken shit. They are all fucked up. They are all assholes. And so now, today and tomorrow, or I guess some of yesterday and today, the senators are taking their 10 minutes to give their speeches on the Senate floor, in which they're trying to explain away their votes. Well, hopefully people who are voting in November for senators will remember what these idiots, these Republicans in the Senate did or didn't do. We'll see how they gave cover to the most criminal, corrupt president, certainly in my lifetime. And yes, that includes Richard Nixon, because Donald Trump, I think, was more complicit than Nixon. That's just me. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about with Gotta Laugh when she gets here. But you know what? There's a lot of news going on, so let's get right to it. And, you know, we'll do it live. All right.
We'll do it live.
Hey, now I need
fucking
to.
Thing
okay,
sucks.
Shut up, Bill. God, I'm doing it live. We need to get Boca Brittany Summers to make me an Oi, Iowa song, because I only have Oi Florida.
Oi,
Iowa. All right. So, blaming inconsistencies in reporting, the Iowa Democratic Party finally announced very, very late last night, or very, very early this morning, depending on how you look at it, that they would release the results of the caucuses sometime Tuesday. Yeah, we now know it'll be around 5 p.m. Eastern. Seriously? Now, when it became apparent there would be no winner declared, the candidates basically all took to the stage. Some of them even declared victory. Mayo cheat.
We don't know the results. So listen, it is too close to call.
The Iowa Democratic Party is working to get this result, get them straight.
And when those results are announced, I have a good feeling we're going to be doing very, very well here in Iowa.
So we don't know all the results.
Yeah, Pete, you don't.
But we know by the time it's all said and done, Iowa, you have shocked the nation.
What?
Trump grew up in New York City in a 23-room, 9-bathroom mansion. I grew up out in Oklahoma in a 2-bedroom house with 1 bathroom and a converted garage where my 3 brothers
okay.
slept.
His playbook is not hard to understand. It is really 3 words, divide and demoralize. Well, I have a playbook that's 3 words, unite and lead.
The
she's got to sing for everything.
Dangerous president in modern American history.
I'm ready to give him a new nickname. The former President Trump.
Oh, Joe. Joe, go home.
He even recently blamed Justin Trudeau for cutting him out of the Canadian version of Home Alone 2.
That was kind of funny.
Who does that?
So it's on to New Hampshire.
We have knocked on hundreds of thousands of doors here in Iowa. We're doing it in New Hampshire.
We're going to go to New Hampshire. I'm going to be in the CNN town hall, the debate stage on Friday.
Let's stay happy and let's head to New Hampshire. Thank you, Iowa. I love you.
By all indications, we are going on to New Hampshire victorious.
Yeah, or no. So, Mayo Cheat has a new nickname. Because, well, he's claiming victory, but nobody has the data. Nobody knows for sure. Sanders and Warren also, you know, claim to have good nights. Joe Biden, who reportedly finished a distant fourth, didn't make such claims, although I'm hearing rumors, and I don't know how true they are because there's mixed stories, mixed accounts coming out, that the Biden team may challenge the Iowa results before they're released this afternoon. But then there are people debunking. Who knows? Who knows? It's all FUBAR. Thanks so much, Iowa Dems. Hey, Democratic Party, DNC, first of all, can we get rid of Tom Perez now? Please. And second of all, maybe this will drive home the point that Iowa, there's no reason on earth for Iowa to have the first in the nation electoral contest of every presidential year. Now, about this app, let me tell you what I know about this app. A tech company affiliated with and funded by a Democratic digital nonprofit called Acronym was the company responsible for building this Iowa caucus app that obviously contributed to delays in reporting the results. Now, the app was reportedly developed by the secretive for-profit tech firm Shadow Inc. How's that for an above-board sounding name? Shadow Inc., which has ties to and receives funding from Acronym. Shadow's CEO is Gerald Nimeira. I think that's how you pronounce it, N-I-E-M-I-R-A, who worked on Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign. So there's the connection to Hillary. Now, Shadow, this super secretive tech firm, has also been paid for services by the Nevada Democratic Party and the presidential campaigns of former Vice President Joe Biden and former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, according to Federal Elections Commission filings. So that's who this company is. Allegedly, Nevada was going to use this app for their caucus coming up next week, too. And now they're saying, oh, no, 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 we're not. Not using the vendor, not using the app. At least you can say that for Democrats. Hey, they learn from their mistakes. Oh, wait. Yeah. Never mind. So all that's going on. In other news, Congressman Adam Schiff, who led the Democrats' impeachment efforts against Donald Trump, wrapped up his closing arguments at the impeachment trial yesterday. Here's how he finished it off.
It may be midnight in Washington, but the sun will rise again. I put my faith in the optimism of the founders. You should too. They gave us the tools to do the job, a remedy as powerful as the evil it was meant to constrain, impeachment. They meant it to be used rarely, but they put it in the Constitution for a reason. For a man who would sell out his country for a political favor, for a man who would threaten the integrity of our elections, for a man who would invite foreign interference in our affairs, for a man who would undermine our national security and that of our allies, for a man like Donald J. Trump. They gave you a remedy, and they meant for you to use it. They gave you an oath, and they meant for you to observe it.
Yeah.
We have proven Donald Trump guilty. Now do impartial justice and convict him.
Yeah, right.
I yield back.
Yeah, right. I mean, I'm sorry. Adam Schiff did a great job. And as you know, look, I have mixed emotions because Adam Schiff, not the most progressive member of the House of Representatives, but by God, he was great as the head guy in the impeachment managers team from the House. I don't think anyone could have done a better job. Some of the other impeachment managers I would have replaced given the opportunity, but nobody asked me. Even though I offered my opinion, just saying. All right. So senators heard about 4 hours of closing arguments yesterday. So following that, and again, you heard Adam Schiff's close, the senators finally get to speak. Too bad no one's going to hear it. Each senator is allotted 10 minutes on the floor to deliberate and share their thoughts about how they're going to vote when they do vote tomorrow to convict and remove or acquit Donald Trump. Be very clear on this, though. Donald Trump has been impeached. The senators are not voting on whether to impeach Donald Trump or not. He's already been impeached. That you can't change. Donald Trump, impeached president. He's the impotus. He's the impeached POTUS. So that won't change. That goes down in the annals of history. Donald Trump, impotus. Just saying. So what the senators will vote on tomorrow is whether to convict and remove him or to acquit him. And as they've been saying all along, as well as the Democrats have been saying, without evidence, without witnesses, there is no trial. So he can't be acquitted if there's not a fair trial. Just saying. So Joe Manchin of West Virginia, he was one of the first senators to speak yesterday. And he said that the Senate should consider censuring Donald Trump instead of removing him from office on impeachment charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. It was interesting, I thought, that Manchin was the one to bring up a censure vote. But then again, Manchin is one of the wishy-washy ones who may vote not to convict him because he's Joe Manchin.
I see no path to the 67 votes required to impeach President Trump and haven't since this trial started. However, I do believe a bipartisan majority of this body would vote to censure President Trump for his actions in this manner. Censure would allow this body to unite across party lines and as an equal branch of government to formally denounce the president's actions and hold him accountable. His behavior cannot go unchecked by the Senate, and censure would allow a bipartisan statement.
Okay, so that's Joe Manchin. It'll go nowhere because Mitch McConnell will not bring a vote to censure Donald Trump to the floor. He just won't. And that's why it's important that we all vote. And it's so important, not so much the Democrats take control of the Senate, but that we wrest control away from the Republicans. We've come to this. In other news, right-wing hate talker Rush Limbaugh announced on the air yesterday that he's been diagnosed with, quote, advanced lung cancer. Now, as somebody who has been diagnosed with lung cancer and who beat it. My comment was it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. People are going to get cancer. It sucks. Thankfully, a lot of progress has been made in fighting cancer. And I, for one, can attest, I am now cancer free after being diagnosed with lung cancer and now missing most of the left lobe of my lung. Yeah, I'm a one-lunged person. I no longer have a left lower lobe or a part of the left upper lobe of my lung, but I'm cancer-free. Rush Limbaugh spews vile and hatred and poison and more of the same every day. And I think that breeds cancer. And so I feel badly for the people who his illness will affect. But Rush, welcome to the club, buddy. Enjoy. If that makes me a bad person, so be it. I'm a bad person. What can I tell you? Over the weekend, former presidential candidate John Kerry made a lot of noise when he was overheard saying that he just might have to run his own campaign to stop Bernie Sanders. Whoops. And then when someone called him out on it, he tweeted the F word. He categorically fucking denied it. Then he deleted the tweet with the F word in it and retweeted it without the F word in it. Because he's John Kerry, you know. Donald Trump will deliver his third State of the Union address tonight. Now, in White House tradition, listen to this. This, you want to get pissed off? If you're not pissed off enough, here, let me make it even better for you. In White House tradition, the president typically invites anchors from all the major networks to dine with him at the White House in advance of the State of the Union address, a lunch, as it were. So the lunch conversation is considered off the record, but it allegedly gives the anchors a sense of the president's state of mind before they anchor State of the Union coverage. But this year, the White House disinvited CNN from today's lunch. Anderson Cooper and Wolf Blitzer were both there last year. Blitzer, in fact, has been attending these lunches for 20 years, longer than almost any other anchor. 20 years in a row he's gone until this year, today, he was disinvited. So, what are the other network anchors doing? They're all still going. In fact, I saw pictures a little while ago of Lester Holt and Chuck Todd from NBC and some from ABC and CBS. Journalists from other networks still attended this luncheon with Donald Trump at the White House after they blatantly excluded their colleagues, CNN, from attending. That's disgusting. I'm sorry. The other news outlets should have all said either we're all invited or none of us come. They need to stand together. And here's how it's done. Quick note to American journalists. British journalists, just I think it was yesterday, staged a walkout of a briefing by UK government officials in protest after several of their colleagues were blocked from attending. Downing Street had invited certain reporters to a technical briefing on the UK's future relationship with the EU because, you know, they Brexited last week. Yeah, they're gone. I know we were in the middle of impeachment, so we really didn't have time to deal with it, but they left. As of January 31st, the UK is no longer part of the European Union. So Downing Street was having a press briefing with certain reporters. But the other journalists who weren't invited also showed up. A security official said they couldn't enter. And instead of allowing the group to be split up, all the reporters walked out. You hear me? Other members of the media showed solidarity. And those who weren't there praised the show of solidarity. Now, Boris Johnson's office didn't respond to requests for comments, but other reporters said they were told by Boris Johnson's head of communications, quote, "We're welcome to brief whomever we like." Wow. HuffPost UK's political editor, Paul Waugh, said, quote, I can say that in 22 years of being a political journalist, I've never experienced a day like today. But here's the difference. Over there in the UK, the other journalists, when some of their colleagues were blocked from attending a press briefing at 10 Downing Street, said, if they're not in, none of us are in, and they all left. We have a chicken shit media here that is all about, all they care about is access. And I guess if, you know, Lester Holt and Chuck Todd, and they're the ones I clearly saw in the photographs. So I'm not naming other names because I didn't see other pictures of them. Sure, more will surface today. But there were journalists, so-called journalists from ABC, CBS, and NBC at this luncheon at the White House today, from which CNN was excluded. And the fact that the rest of them went speaks volumes, just speaks volumes. And it, frankly, it's rather sickening. All right. Just wanted to make sure you heard all that. All right. So much more to talk about. So, you know what? Let's wait no longer. Let's get our pal Gotta Laugh on the line.
And now it's time for the Nicole Sandler Show segment, Shooting the Shit with Laffy.
Yes, every Tuesday we get together with our pal Gotta Laugh to, you know, shoot the shit about what's going on in the news. It's sad on a day like today when there's not much to talk about, but we'll figure something out. But first I got to get her on the line. So, hello. Uh-oh, I don't hear her. Uh-oh, I see her there, but I don't hear her. Shit. Laffy, are you there? I got no sound from Laffy here. That's not good. Huh. All right, Laffy, I'm going to hang up on you, and I'm going to try to call you back. I have no idea why I have no sound from her. That really sucks. I got no sound at all coming. Uh-oh. I got nothing. That's not good. You know what? I don't, and it seems like I've got no sound at all coming from this computer. Why would that be? I didn't change anything. I hate when this happens. I'll tell you what. While I try to figure this out, best laid plans and all that stuff, I've got another funny for you. And this one I won't get copyright violated for. So we'll pause for a moment to hear a tune from Lauren Mayer. It's a double treat for today while I try to figure out why I have no sound from Gotta Laugh. So, all right, let's do this and we'll be back. Best laid plans. Take it away, Lauren.
When John Bolton was a White House war hawk, and we thought he should get the hook, the GOP said he was as brilliant as can be. But that was before he wrote a book, Lord, Lord. That was before he wrote a book. Now we once thought John Bolton was a monster, but today he may be our last hope. Hey, since Trump came to town, everything is upside down. Even Mitt Romney's looking kind of dope, Lord, Lord. Mitt Romney's looking, nope. So Trump and his pals took to Twitter, and some of their claims are gems, saying they should sue him. Trump barely knew him, and he's a tool for radical Dems, Lord, Lord. He's just one of us radical Dems. Trump once sang Bolton's praises. Now he's up to his usual tricks, claiming Bolton's a slob who begged him for a job and almost got us into World War VI. Lord, Lord, I didn't know Trump could even count to six. Trump continues to spit Twitter tantrums as if on speed or Adderall he's wired. But with one tweet, yes siree, I certainly agree. The moron who hired Bolton should be fired, Lord, Lord. The moron who hired Bolton should be fired.
Okay. Oops. No.
When John Bolton was...
Okay. A little extra Lauren Mayer there. Hold on. Always. Best laid plans and all that stuff. I still don't have Laffy. Laffy, are you there? I got nothing coming from you here, huh? All right. You know what? Laffy, I'm going to try it the other way. I'm going to have to call you. Let's see if I can do it this way. Oh, man. This is radio at its best, I suppose. All right. So instead, what I'm going to do is, Laffy, I'm going to call you on my cell phone and try to do it that way and hope this works. You know, it's always something. If it's not one thing, it's another. This is just... Oh, great live radio. I guess I should take this time. I can tell you that. Where am I going? I'm going to plug this in here. Hold on. See if this will work. And see if I can't call Laffy this way. So, I do have sound coming that way. All right. Laffy, I'm going to hang up on the computer because that's not working. And I'm going to try to call her from my phone and see if this works. I have no idea if it will work or not. We will find out in a moment. I really didn't think I had to test this because it had been working fine. It's just, you know, it's my life. I don't do well with technology. So Laffy, I'm calling you now. Hopefully you hear
me. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Can you hear me now?
I can. Isn't that wonderful?
Ay. So, we're doing it the low tech way today.
Yep.
Wow. So, just one more thing. Anything that could go wrong, can go wrong, will go wrong, and here we are. But at least we connected.
We did. And just so you know,
things
were normal. I checked that mute.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. No, you just cut out for a second. It's got to be on my end. I'm sure it's on my end because, you know, it always is. I am technologically cursed. I've just decided that. So I'm on the new computer now, by the way, and it's working mostly fine. There are a few little weird glitches like this thing today. Who would have thought that, I wouldn't be able to get you on the line? Anyway, now that I have you on the line, let's get Laffy on the line.
Let's do that. Well, you've reached the State of the Union hotline.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Press 1 if you think Nancy should do her famous Pelosi clap in Pence's pious, holier-than-thou, love-struck, gazing, ass-kissing face.
Okay.
And I don't hear any beeps.
Oh, I beeped. Beep.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's awful being on the phone. I hate this.
I know.
Okay.
Me too.
Press 2 if you think Democrats should get up every 5 minutes and walk out, giving Trump a standing novation.
Yes, 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 yes. That's I beeped twice. Yeah.
Thank you. Press 3 if you think nobody should watch Trump's State of the Eagle rally in the first place.
Oh, God. You know, I wouldn't if I didn't feel like I had to. I saw you wrote in the chat room that you're not going to.
This is the first time.
I will because it's my job. But my goodness, I could use some really heavy duty drugs to get through this.
Oh, please tell me about it. This is the first one ever that I will not watch, and the only reason I'm not watching is because I'm doing the show with you today. And if I were doing it tomorrow, I would have to watch it. But I'm taking a well deserved
right. And so you guys listening. Don't watch. I will watch for you. I'll bite the bullet because, again, it's my job. And if there's anything that you need to hear, I'll share it with you tomorrow. But, you know, hey, watch, you know, the series finale of The Good Place or something. Anything would be better than him.
And then, as I said in the chat room, ResistBot, that's a little app, not an app, or it's, you know, a service that if you text message 50409, you get ResistBot. And if you type in ResistBot, I think, or Resist in the message, it'll tell you things that you can do. Well, this time, if you type in SOTU, State of the Union, into the text box, what it will do is tell you when the State of the Union is over.
And then so it's safe to get back onto the television? I hear you. Yeah.
Yep. You can turn your TV back on and you can watch the rebuttal by the Democrats. So yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing.
Okay. I'm not much of a drinker, but I may have to pour a stiff one. And, you know,
Of course,
there's always the medical marijuana. So I'll be indulging in that to help ease the pain, as it were. So speaking of pain, oh my God. So Friday, I don't know about you. I was just disgusted this weekend, just plain disgusted. So we have sham. You know, one thing, Donald Trump has been calling this whole impeachment trial a sham. He's actually right. It was a sham because it wasn't a trial. How do you have a trial without witnesses? And by the way, as I said earlier, Mitt Romney and Susan Collins may have voted to say, yes, we need to hear from John Bolton, but they voted no on documents. All the documents that have been subpoenaed throughout this entire process that they have squashed, that they have said do not comply with subpoenas, they said, no, it's fine. They don't have to turn over documents. What the fuck?
Oh, no, it's insane. It's insane. And not only that, I don't even call it an acquittal because there was no trial.
No, exactly. Exactly.
You can't get acquitted if you were never tried. This was not a trial. It was a bunch of opening and closing statements, and they weren't allowed, as you said, to present any evidence, which is not a trial. So there's no exoneration.
Nope.
There's no acquittal. There was simply a bunch of people venting.
Right. The only thing that's on the plus side that came out of everything last week was the decision on Friday, the fact that McConnell didn't have enough votes to end the charade on Friday, that it had to be dragged out this week, and that Donald Trump has to give his stupid State of the Union address tonight without being acquitted. So at least there's that. So the gloating will be tamped down a little bit.
Yeah, no, I was really happy that that happened because I was thinking, okay, first he gets the Super Bowl thing, which I don't watch Super Bowl, so I didn't even. Then he couldn't squeeze it into his State of the Union. I mean, he will, but he couldn't do it legitimately.
No,
although he does nothing legitimately. So
he does nothing legitimately.
Anyway, I have some tweets that are addressing some of the things we're not. I don't know if I address the State of the Union that much, but I have some. But let's go for it.
Okay.
Check out the birdie.
Sure. Let loose the birdies!
Welcome to my tweet spot.
Okay, I sang that because I know you're not hearing it down the line. So,
I heard a bunch of little squeaks.
I can only imagine, what is Twitter all abuzz about today, Laffy?
Oh, let me just get the caucuses. Okay, first of all,
oh my God,
Twitter,
the caucuses.
Spell the hashtag right. They're spelling it Iowa, CAUCAS. Hello?
Who is doing that? Who is spelling it that way?
62,000 people because it's trending on Twitter that way.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
that's sad. Okay. That's really sad.
That's so dumb.
Yes.
It's so dumb. By the way, chat room, I cannot type while I hold the phone, so I'm not going to be talking to you while I'm on today. So sorry about that. I can't answer you. Okay, so Brian Karam, he said, overheard on the Hill today. Hi, Adam Schiff. I'm sorry. I read that wrong.
Okay.
Overheard on the Hill. If Adam Schiff wants to get in the race, he still might have a chance to win the Iowa caucus.
I saw that. Yeah. Yeah. Well, the funniest, you know, so I had two things that popped up on Facebook. And these days I use Facebook mostly to post photos of the dogs that I work with on weekends. So I do my dog stuff over there. But somebody shared on Facebook an article talked about, you know, John Kerry, who I mentioned in What's News, was overheard this weekend saying, oh, if Biden doesn't do well, he may have to jump in and take on, Bernie Sanders himself to make sure Bernie doesn't win. And he was talking about all the boards that he'd have to resign from. It's like, really, John Kerry, you're going to be our savior? Yeah, I don't think so. And then so somebody posted a thing about an article. Walter Mondale said he's going to come out of retirement to save the Democratic Party from Bernie Sanders. And people are like, That's not true. He's old. I didn't even know he was still alive. It's like, can you say joke? And then, this best one, this headline from The Onion, DNC moles asking Donald Trump to run as a Democrat in effort to stop Sanders.
And, that's so perfect.
And somebody actually posted, it's a big lie. It is not true.
Oh, my God. People.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's not do that. Okay. Onward. Onward. Because yes. I'm going to throw up in a minute. Okay. Jim Sciutto.
Yes.
I love saying his name because it sounds like an Italian food. I want some. Can I have an order of Sciutto, please?
Yes.
Hold the onions. Thank
you.
He said, beyond the delay, the most alarming story are coordinated and false claims by Trump surrogates that the vote is rigged. Beware of more in 2020 with damaging consequences. Don Jr., quote, the fix is in again. Eric Trump, quote, they are rigging this thing. Par scale, quality control equals rigged. So just beware. They're using this already to as ammunition against not only Democrats, but the entire election process.
Right. Yep. I hear you. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how Democrats already screwed it up. Okay, good. Good for them. Yay, Dems. God, if they can do it, they do it.
Yeah.
Tom Nichols. Tom Nichols is a never-Trumper.
Yes, he is. And yes, somebody I had a feud with on Twitter not too long ago. Because,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Just remember, these never-Trumpers are Republicans. So of course they're going to tell you to vote for the Republican light because they fucked up and let their party be taken over by Donald Trump. They're not Democrats. They don't have the same goals and priorities we do. Just remember that. Sorry. Go ahead.
Right.
So what did Tom Nichols say?
I absolutely agree with you. He calls himself ex-GOP, and so does Nicole Wallace, who tends to be more, you know, of a moderate in general, more of a middle of the road in general.
But
a lot of these Republicans who were ex-GOP are basically what Nicole used to call herself, Republican in waiting.
Yeah.
So I don't trust them either, but they're really fun to read. So I do quote them. And he said, the scariest thing I heard last night, quote, turnout in the caucuses is on track to meet 2016 levels, unquote.
Yeah.
And then he says, if that's how this goes in 9 months, that's the ball game and Trump wins. People, we need turnout.
We really need turnout. Yeah. And apparently, this is the one thing that I did read, that Bernie Sanders' campaign was not very pleased with the levels of turnout in Iowa yesterday because they put their resources in. Look, the people that criticize the Sanders voters who may or may not vote for whomever the Democratic nominee is, you got to realize that Bernie Sanders brings in a lot of people who just didn't participate otherwise. If Bernie wasn't in the race, they probably would not be participating. It's not that these are Democratic voters who are opting only to vote for Bernie Sanders. These are people who didn't trust the system, who didn't participate in the system, who only came to the party, as it were, because of Bernie Sanders. He's the guy that they decided to participate in politics for. So if he's not in the race, you can't logically expect them to just, you know, vote for a Pete Buttigieg or, God forbid, Joe Biden. That's not what they're in it for. So because they spent so much time and energy and money on bringing in new voters, people who didn't participate before, they were kind of disheartened by the levels of participation, that there weren't enough of those new voters that came in.
Well, they weren't alone because he and his followers were not alone because the anchors on MSNBC said the same thing.
Yeah.
They were making, you know, they were noticing. I think even Kornacki was the one that brought it up because it's true. Now, there may be reasons. You know, we don't know what the reason. It's Iowa. We don't know what's going on. But there were some precincts, because I was watching it live too, and some precincts were way more than they had in 2016. But overall, it was at 2016 levels, which is not a good thing.
No,
so hopefully,
we need 2008 levels, and that's not what showed last night. It looks like we've got challenges all the way around, aside from having just totally an incompetent Democratic Party. I'd like to hope to think that they're, you know, that they're, you know, concentrated in Iowa. Sadly, I don't think that's the case.
Right.
Yeah. No. I'm afraid that the incompetent Democrats are spread out around the country.
Well, Rachel Maddow tweeted, I'm not going to read all three tweets, but she did say in a three-part mini thread, it's an Iowa thing, not just an Iowa Dems thing. The 2012 GOP Iowa caucuses were won, in quotes, yep, by Romney. And then a few days later, they were, quote, won by Santorum.
That's true.
And then a few months later, they were, quote, won by Ron Paul. So
right,
people should not panic. It happens. It's ridiculous, mm-hmm, what happened. But in other words, Democrats are not unique in this way. It happens, you know, with Republicans, too. So
right,
everybody take a breath. It's, you know, when this caucus is over, on to the next thing, and they'll find something else to all, you know, herd like cattle over.
Of course.
God. Anyway, Jennifer Hayden, who is with Daily Kos, she said maybe we should award first-in-the-nation primaries to states who are doing the most work to register new voters,
ooh,
working to restore voting rights for others, and ensure fair, safe elections.
What a concept.
Wouldn't that be a good idea?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Yep. Yep.
I love that idea.
That is a good idea. That is a good idea.
But, you know, that ain't going to happen. Okay, so angrier White House staff tweeted, and then I had my own take on it, but basically pearl clutching from Marco Rubio, but the Senate still hasn't voted on the election security measures sent over by the House. And Marco was saying, you know, something about Democrats and secure elections, obviously.
Right.
And so my take was, of course, the GOP is saying, oh, my God, the Democrats are so inane. They can't do anything right. But we'll do nothing to secure the elections.
Right. Of course.
Because
not.
Mitch McConnell won't let us vote on them.
Right. Of course not. By the way, you know, the Senate, they don't all have to be there today while the senators are each giving their little 10-minute speeches. But Rand Paul,
right,
who tried twice during the actual trial to get Chief Justice John Roberts to read the alleged name of the whistleblower, did it himself,
right,
today on the Senate floor. Rand Paul said the name of the whistleblower, who he believes is the whistleblower, whether it is or isn't, I don't know, on the floor of the Senate. Why is Rand Paul walking around? He should be in handcuffs, locked
know
up right now.
Because Mitch is in charge, and he's not going to do that. He's not going to call for his arrest.
Can't somebody else?
Why.
He broke the law. Look, I want to know why Rudy Giuliani is still walking around, why he hasn't even been questioned or taken into custody, given all that we found out that he's done over the last 6 months.
Because they have to take him to court to do that. That's why. That's why anybody hasn't been called in, because they're going to fight in court to do it. So I know that they're talking about now, I just read a tweet today, which congressman was it? Oh, my goodness, I forgot. One of the ones on the committee, how they want to start investigating Barr.
Good.
How they should.
Good.
You know,
they should.
It
should be a rolling impeachment. You know what? Great. Let them acquit him on these charges. Start on, so they acquit him Wednesday, start Thursday with a new impeachment inquiry dealing with emoluments, dealing with, you know, what the myriad of other impeachable offenses he's committed. Just keep it going.
Well, of course they should, but they won't. They will keep the investigations going. They already said they were going to do that. They will not label them in impeachment inquiries, though. You won't hear
right
that. That's
of
not going to happen.
Of course not. Of course not. Because
okay,
they're chicken shit. Sorry,
no,
but they are.
You know, you and I would do it differently. I
yes,
I know.
It's
so infuriating. It's so utterly infuriating. Anyway, I wanted to make a mental note to tell you this, that another thing that really bothers me about Joe Biden, when I was watching the speeches last night, you played snippets from them, he's the only one that has his head down constantly in a script.
Biden?
Now, they all have notes.
Yeah.
And Biden.
Yeah.
And it's okay to have notes. I mean, you cannot memorize everything.
Of course
I totally
not
support, you know, teleprompters and notes. That's absolutely fine. But the difference in watching them visually is that all the other candidates are speaking as if they don't have notes, even though they glance down. He keeps his head down and glances up.
Yeah.
That is not a good sign for somebody who's running for president, because when you're speaking extemporaneously, you need to know what you're talking about. In debates and whatnot.
I agree.
Yeah, it's just a bad visual, and it doesn't say much for his, retention of the facts. Like, I'm terrible at retaining facts. I always have notes around when I need them. But and I don't blame people for that. But when you're running for president, it's just not a good look. Anyway, this morning I was watching TV, which I do, as I always explain. I have MSNBC on for a couple of hours just to catch up on the news because I'm in California and
right.
3 hours behind.
Yes.
And so I'm watching, and Hallie Jackson, the first thing I see is she has Mark Short on.
Yeah, I know. I turned the channel this morning when I saw him come on.
Me too. I turned off my TV. Yeah. I said, that's it. They're doing the State of the Union tonight. He's got a spellbound nation, more or less, for a good hour and a half. They're discussing it all day. They'll be discussing it all day tomorrow. He has the floor. You don't need to have Mark Short on.
No, you don't. And I just got to say, you know, and we've talked about this before. I generally like Nicole Wallace. I think she's reasoned. I think she's smart. I think she's not afraid to admit when she's fucked up in the past. I think she holds her former party, the Republicans, responsible for the crap that we're in now. But she keeps having Steve Schmidt on. And Steve Schmidt was on, I don't know if it was over the weekend or it was whenever it was. And he went on a rant against Bernie. He and Tweety together, the two of them. Oh, Bernie Sanders, he's going to take down the Democratic Party. He can't possibly win. They're going to lose. And Nicole Wallace was starting to echo this shit last night. I heard it and it pissed me off. And then I heard this clip. Let me play you this. Oh, you can't hear it. I'm not going to play it. I have a clip of John Heilman, who was also normally better than this, basically doing the same thing. The Democratic Party needs to keep Bernie Sanders out of there. I'm so sick of MSDNC being the bash Bernie channel. It's not okay.
No, I heard the same thing. And, you know, she has Schmidt on because they work together. And he's very eloquent and very good at these rants that he does against Trump. But everything you said.
Yep.
Everything you said.
The attacking of Bernie Sanders on MSNBC is getting to the point where I'm frankly sick of it. And these are the same people who are you know, yelling at you, Bernie bros, you better vote for whoever the nominee is. Yet do they have blinders on? This is Trumpian of them. It's no longer Orwellian. Yeah. It's now Trumpian. They just don't see the forest for the trees. You can't tell us we have to vote for whoever the nominee is and continue bashing Bernie Sanders at every turn. If Bernie Sanders is the nominee, you need to back him, period.
Exactly. And I just wrote a new pinned tweet because I was getting similar. I was getting people coming up in my stream saying, well, if Sanders is the nominee, well, you've got to vote. Wait, what did they say? You've got to vote with an eye on who can win. And I said, no, that's not how I vote. Not in the primary.
And he can win. I know what? I'll say it again. If Bernie Sanders were the nominee in 2016, Donald Trump would not be sitting in the White House right now. They can't tell me anything differently. They cannot. And who the fuck are they to say who can win and who can't?
And they're going on about, well, Trump is going to start calling him a commie, which he's doing, and he's going to, and everyone's going to, you know, no one will vote for a socialist. None of us. Okay, Willie, you hear this one? Republicans won't vote for a socialist. Republicans aren't going to vote for anybody.
That's right.
In the Democratic Party. That's not how we're going to win.
Right. It's going to be the people who don't participate, those outsiders who will come in because somebody is exciting them, or. Yeah. You know, people who would not vote last time for Hillary Clinton. The hypocrisy. Look, I call out Republicans for their hypocrisy all the time. Today, I'm calling out the fucking Democrats. They're hypocrites and they need to stop it because they're the ones who are going to lose it for us again.
Oh, and I was told that if I were to vote for somebody who I, you know, if my criterion wasn't who's going to beat Trump, I'm wasting my vote.
Oh, my God.
No.
And Bernie will beat Trump. I have every belief. Look, I believe Bernie Sanders will beat Donald Trump. I believe of everybody on that debate stage this coming Friday night, Bernie Sanders has the best, possibly the only chance of beating him. I think Elizabeth Warren can as well if she gets Bernie's support. That's why the two sides, these two factions need to stop the fighting and need to just cut it out.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. Anyway, here's some people who are going to walk out, who are not going to attend tonight.
Yes.
Blumenauer, yep. Representative Blumenauer.
Yep.
Cohen,
yep.
Green, and Wilson.
And AOC.
There could be more.
AOC, who has announced she's not going. Yep. Ayanna Pressley, she's good. Not going.
Oh, good.
And I'm sure the list will continue to grow over the next few hours.
I sure hope so. Tim Carr says, Tim Carr.
Freepress.net.
The rest of the press corps. Sorry?
Freepress.net, Tim Carr. Yes.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. The rest of the press corps should walk out. It's a freaking Trump rally. What news would they be missing?
Oh my God. Well, you heard what I said and they did it in the UK. Learn something from your friends across the pond. The press said, "You're not going to let all of us in on this briefing? Fuck you then. We're all out of here." And the fact that ABC, CBS, and NBC went to this lunch at the White House with Donald fucking Trump when CNN was disinvited? I'm sorry, that's bullshit. That is just pure and simple
bullshit.
Yep.
No, I had a tweet up for that, but you covered it really well, so I took my tweet down. Also, let's talk about this. As others, this is from MiamiHerald.com.
Yeah.
As others stand at attention for the anthem, Trump fidgets, points, and pretends to conduct the band.
Did you see the video? There he is acting like an oaf, like the doofus that he is. Melania is standing there with her hand over her heart, and Trump is playing band leader. Ugh, everything
Except
about
her hand
him.
Is over the wrong side. Her hand's on the wrong. She's using her left hand, and it's going on the wrong.
Oh my God! Her left hand is going over the right. Oh my God! Well, you know because she's a vampire.
Yeah. Well, and also, if you remember how President Obama got killed by the Republicans because he forgot to wear his flag pin.
Yes. Oh my God!
And Trump is pretending to conduct the band during the anthem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh God. Anyway. And so LOL GOP said the video showing Trump disrespecting the national anthem also showing him torching the Constitution. All those people around him paid the president's private business to watch him pretend to care about a football game at taxpayers' expense.
Yeah. And he got paid for it. Those people pay $200,000 a year to be members at Mar-a-Lago, and then they probably have to buy tickets to the big Super Bowl bash and extra added attraction. You get to hang out with the president. Ugh. God, he's just so prostituted the office. Everything about it, just sickening.
This is from Rick Wilson over Gabe Sherman. Gabe Sherman of Vanity Fair said, Trump is compiling a post-impeachment enemies list, and Bolton was at the top of it. So was every House manager, just so you know. Trump has told people he wants Bolton criminally prosecuted. So Rick Wilson says, as I predicted, Bolton blew his one shot. Unless the manuscript leaks before the vote, he's fucked, and Trump will likely use Barr to put him in prison. Just a reminder that knowing about grand strategy doesn't mean you know about political strategy.
It's amazing. And I'm surprised that Bolton is allowing himself to be played like this. I don't know why he doesn't just call whoever it might be. I guess it's not going to be Fox these days. But call a Republican-friendly anchor at one of the other networks. There are plenty of them out there. And sit down and do an interview and tell all. I guess he's afraid to, cut into his book sales. Ugh.
Or maybe they have a contract that he can't.
I don't think so.
The publisher might say, don't talk about it before you sell. Who knows?
No, the publisher wants him to talk about it. But
I'm sorry?
I think the publisher wants him to talk about it. That's publicity.
I would think
that's how they sell books.
I would think so. Here's something. A pro Susan Collins super PAC got $150,000 from a mysterious Hawaii company. It was incorporated 5 weeks earlier, has no website, is based in Honolulu at a post office box. And Adam Klassfeld, who reported it for Courthouse News, says, in the not-too-distant past, the Campaign Legal Center looked into a large mysterious donation into a Trump super PAC. What happened later? Well, the prosecution of Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman. So who knows?
Who knows what's going on with Collins? I don't think Collins knows what's going on with Collins. And on that note, what's going on in her own backyard? No kidding. Gotta laugh. We're flat out of time, honey. This hour goes by very quickly. Tomorrow, again, I'll watch the stupid speech tonight, so you don't have to. Thank you, Laffy.
Have plenty to drink.
Yeah, believe me, I will. That too.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye. And thank you for listening. Until tomorrow. Chin up. Eyes on the prize. I don't know what that means, but there you have it. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.